I had promised to read several things about truth each day, and I forgot yesterday. So let me read a couple of more statements that I thought were very cogent that we need to understand. Here's a good one. Truth lies in character. Christ did not simply speak the truth. He was the truth. Truth through and through. For truth is not a thing of words, but of life and of being. You see, truth is not something you have. Truth is something you are. Here's another one. Truth does not blush. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you speak the truth, you don't need a good memory. Truth is always the strongest argument. And Seneca said that time always discovers truth. And the truth of this graduating class today is that you are entering a world that is not always friendly to truth. You're entering a world that does not always respect the truth. You're entering a world that does not sometimes even acknowledge the truth. But we are a people who inherit truth, who inhabit truth, and who have sworn our lives to defend the truth of the gospel, the truth of the three angels' message, the truth of righteousness by faith, the truth that the Bible is the only authority in life. And many of the doctrinal issues coming into our precious church today are not the issues that we see on the surface. The true issue that we're facing is not the issues that are coming, but the true issue is, what will we respect the authority of the Scriptures? So as we close off, you know, Anka, I've just got to say this. You are a rose among thorns. And that's not a put down on the guys. It means you're sharp. You are sharp. So I just had to get that off my mind. I just had to say that. We're talking today about eternal truth. Eternal truth. And I'm sorry, folks, over here, but I'm directing at these fellas right here and ladies right here, because they're the object of the day. Eternal truth. The 8-inch reach. I may be directionally challenged or numerically challenged again, but you'll see what I'm talking about in just a minute. The Bible says, what's been our memory text for the whole time? John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So set you free. Colossians 2:6 tells us something very interesting. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, Paul, speaking to the church in Colossae, says, as ye have received the Lord Jesus Christ, so walk ye in Him. Now, if you talk to anybody who's baptized into this church, they'll tell you, I now understand the truth. Truth has a certain ring to it. Truth has a certain gutsy reaction to it that you just can't deny. I was raised in this church. My father was a Seventh-day Adventist pastor. Leave it for 3 years. You can't leave this truth. You can't. It makes too much sense. It just appeals to the intellect. I like the way one lawyer put it years ago in a Liberty magazine DVD that they released on Liberty Sabbath. And they asked this lawyer who had become a Seventh-day Adventist through reading Liberty magazine. They asked him, and sitting in front of all his law books in his law office, he said, if you could describe the Seventh-day Adventist church in one sentence, what would it be? And he got a smile on his face and he said, the Seventh-day Adventist church is the thinking man's church. I've never forgotten that. It's the thinking man's church. Because you've got to think to be a Seventh-day Adventist. You've got to be a reader to be a Seventh-day Adventist. You've got to use your gray matter between the ears to be a Seventh-day Adventist. A true Seventh-day Adventist. One who stands for truth. One who defends the truth. One who loves the truth. One who will die before they sin against God, knowingly. So when Paul said, as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, when you had that reaction in your brain, in your gut, that this was true, we've got to keep that our whole lives. It's called keeping your first love. That gut reaction that this is true. You got to defend this. It's worth dying for. I was in Siberia several years ago doing a video. And they told a story of some Seventh-day Adventists who were in their underground church worshiping on a Sabbath morning. This is when communism was still going. And some soldiers from the Russian army broke through the doors with their AK-47s or their assault rifles. It wouldn't be AK-47, it's American, but their rifles at them, and they said, "We'll give you one chance to leave. Everyone else is going to die." And half the room left. The soldiers pointed again and said, "We'll give you one more chance to leave, and then everyone dies." And a few other left. They gave it the third offer. Anyone who wants to leave can leave. The rest are going to die. All but four people left the room. And those four people stood against the wall, ready to die for the truth. The soldiers ended something very strange. They put down their guns and they said, "Now we know you really believe what you're here for. Give us Bible studies. We want to know." You see, the world does not appreciate truth until they see someone willing to risk everything they have for the truth. How about a 2007? Are you willing to put it all on the line for Jesus? Everything. Let's look at a few more Bible verses. Look at a few more Bible verses here, because 1 John, I'm going to pull my notes over here. How about that? It makes it a little bit easier. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, John says something very interesting. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, John says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." You know, Kate, it's easy to tell somebody that we believe something. The lips can say something real easy. But the true test of a man, the true test of a true Christian, is are you willing to walk the walk or just talk the talk? That's what God is calling you six young people to do today. See, I am numerically challenged. That's what the Lord is calling you six young people to do. We adults haven't always set you the best example, and we apologize for that. Don't go by what you've seen. Go by what you read. Go by what you read. The Lord is calling us today to have not only the 8, what did you say, Kate? How many inches? 14 inches. Not only to have the 14-inch drop, but now to let what's here come out into here. Into our hands, into our feet, into our actions. To not only love in word, but in deed. To put into practice what we believe. There's a saying in medical school, watch one, do one, teach one. Watch one, teach one, do one. It's only by doing that it's established in the brain. Only by doing that we begin to believe that we really begin to do what we believe and understand what we believe. Joshua chapter 24 verse 14, Joshua said to the people, "Fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth." What does it mean to be sincere? Anka, what does it mean to be sincere? Genuine. That's what the world needs. Genuine Christians. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Show me a Christian and I'll become one." Show me a Christian and I'll become one. He never became a Christian. The good news today is the Bible shows us a Christian. His name is Jesus Christ. And if we keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ in everything, not what's the world doing, not what my parents are doing, not what OHA did or what anything. The thing is, what does Jesus tell me to do? You see, because we can go off course. Hopefully we won't. By God's grace, we won't. But our only goal, our only standard, our only true guide for successful living is Jesus and His Word. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24 says, "Fear the Lord and serve the Lord with your whole heart." The whole heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, and your body. You know, you're entering into a new phase of life. College. Or vocational school, or whatever you're going to do. Up to this point in your life, you've pretty much been sheltered, nurtured, guarded, guided. But when you break out of these doors, now you're entering a new phase of life. When you go into college, you're not so much guarded anymore. You're not so much guided anymore. You're more or less on your own. You're an adult. And it requires a whole new set of standards, a whole new way of living, a whole new way of looking at things. Now you become like Daniel in Babylon. Away from mom and dad. Away from the close scrutiny that you have many times. Away from those things that the looking at and watching to help guide you and lead you. And now you're going to have to make your choices. And one good section to look at is Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Here Paul is talking to young Christian warriors. And Paul tells these young Christian warriors, "Finally, brethren," in verse 10, "finally, my brethren, be strong," how? "In the Lord, and in the power of His might." You see, there's no such thing as willpower. The definition of willpower is you give God your will, He gives you His power. That's the only way you're going to make it. You give God your will. You don't have the permission to make your own choices. God's got to do it. God needs to choose. You need to say to God in everything, "Lord, what would you have me to do? Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Not my will, but thine be done. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God." Those four phrases must guide everything you do from this day forward. He says, "Be strong in the power of His might, and put on the whole armor of God." Now, DK could talk about this more than I do, but when you go into war, you got to make sure you got all the armor on. You don't go into battle with just a rifle, do you, brother? Without bullets, it doesn't do you any good. You don't go in with your rifle without your body armor on, or without your helmet on, without your pack, or without anything else. You've got to have everything to be a warrior. Martin Luther once said, "If you're not where the battle is, you're not a warrior." A friend of mine said, "If you're not coming face to face with the devil every day, it's because you're both walking in the same direction." We will come face to face. You will come face to face with the devil every day, more than you ever have in your life, starting from this day. And this is a day. Not only do you graduate from OHA, but you are graduating in a very real way into God's army. And soldiers fight. Soldiers do the bidding of the master. And they put on the whole armor so that they can stand. In this one passage, Paul says, stand, 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 stand. He means be active, be aggressive. And one thing that he says in verse, where are we? 14. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth." Now, why does he say having your loins girt about with the truth? When we read in the Bible, we see that Isaac came out of the loins of Abraham. That means the ability to reproduce, the ability to do something special. And God is saying we've got to have our loins, our minds, where He wants to write His truth, where He wants to produce fruit in us, where He wants us to bear seed for His kingdom, to bear souls for His kingdom. That's got to be guarded. Because that's where Satan hits. Little skeptical doubts will be sown. Little seeds of doubt here, little seeds of doubt there. Young people, don't let those seeds germinate. When someone says something that doesn't make sense, when someone says something that doesn't sound quite right, don't let it fester. Don't let it germinate. Take it to the Word. See what the Word says. And if it doesn't agree with the Word, you don't accept it. Kick it out of your mind. It's not from God. That's what God commands us to do. In Psalm chapter 60 and verse 4. In Psalm chapter 60 and verse 4, David says this. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. As you leave here today, you are now carrying a banner. It's called the banner of the Seventh-day Adventist message, the banner of the Seventh-day Adventist lifestyle, the banner of being a son or a daughter of God. He has given you a banner to carry because of the truth. Because the truth was purchased at an infinite cost of the blood of Jesus Christ. And God has called us to defend the truth, to rise to the occasion, to be a man, to be men and women of God, to say, though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. You see, you belong to the remnant of God. You have a high calling. You haven't come to OHA to learn how to live a life in this earth. You have come to OHA to learn how to live a life here, but to prepare for a life hereafter and to take as many with you as you can take. That's your job. Not to make money, not to have a great career, not to have a big house and a big car. Those things are all nice, but if they eclipse the real purpose, we have not done our job. So as we see this today, as we see what God wants to do, remember, you live here with a banner. You live here with a banner saying, I'm different. I am God's peculiar child. I was at the Smithsonian not too long ago. I love to go to the Smithsonian. I grew up in Washington, D.C. Went into the gem collection and they have the Hope Diamond. Have you ever seen the Hope Diamond? I asked the guard. I said, why is there always a guard? 24 hours a day, there's a guard by the Hope Diamond, or as long as they're open. There's a guard standing by the Hope Diamond. I said, brother, Mr. Guard, why are you standing here by the Hope Diamond? He said, because the Hope Diamond is peculiar. And I got to thinking about that. Because how he finished it off was, it's peculiar, it's the only one like it in the world. Peculiar doesn't mean you're weird. Peculiar means there's no one else like you in the world. So our job, as we graduate from here today, is not to try to get as much like the world as you can, but to try to get the world as much like Jesus as you can. That's your calling. That's your goal. So as you leave here today, remember, it's not only good enough to have an 18-inch drop or a 14-inch drop. We must also have the 12-inch reach to let what is here come out to here. That you are the hands that minister God's grace to others. You are the mouth that speaks God's truth to others. You may be the agent that God uses to change your local church. How about it, graduates? Are you ready for the challenge? One final story and I'll sit down. There are four recruiters at a high school. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. The principal said, each of you will have 15 minutes, 1 hour, to tell the young people why they should join your group. Well, as fate would have it, the Marine was the last one to stand up. And as fate always does it, everybody takes a little bit more than their time, right? So by the time it was time for the Marine to stand up, the principal leaned over to the Marine and said, I'm really sorry, but you only have 3 minutes. He said, no problem, sir. I will take less than 3 minutes. He stood up in a room full of young people and he looked out in his beautiful, dazzling Marine garb. And he looked over that vast multitude and he said, less than 10% of you are good enough to be Marines. If you think you're in that 10%, come see me. 30 seconds, he sat down. Guess what happened? When the Lyceum was over, when the program was over, everyone in the room went to see the Marine. And there's a lesson for us. We should not be ashamed of the message we have. We are God's Marines. We are God's crack fighting force. And we can tell anybody with pride and with happiness and joy because we serve a risen Savior who will marshal the armies of eternity into the kingdom made new. We can say, I read the back of the book. We win. We're on the winning side. Will you rise today, class of 2007, to the challenge that God puts before you to be the best you can be through the power of God to bring souls to the kingdom? That's your job. May God bless you as you leave this place, not only as an ambassador for OHA, which you now are, but more importantly, as an ambassador for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2010. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.